This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time once again, as we get to the end of the week, for the DJVers, sort of an exclusive radio club, if you will, and you're a part of the club. That's a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirsten, along with Doug Steffen, to review the charts from Talkers Magazine. Every week at end of week, we take an hour to sort of be a coupling with the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison, to have our input on the top 10 stories and the list of people that are published both at Talkers, Talkers.com, and on the DJV social media and website, DJVshow.com. So let's go through the list. Maybe we'll pick a few things out as we go through, and then we can spend more time on the things that you want to spend time on, ladies. Number 10, the winter weather situation. People on the East Coast being affected this weekend by a snowstorm. Depending on where you were coming up the East Coast, a small amount in Washington. But I think they've had more snow in Washington this year than they had there for a long, long time. Normally, Washington, I remember when I was working there, was kind of cool because when we got to February, it was time to start planting stuff, fully a month ahead of what we have here in New England. Anyway,
early
so
spring,
that.
Yeah, with all yeah, the cherry blossoms come out in by April, right? Or March?
It's fabulous. Yeah, yeah. It really is. Okay, so that's the weather story. You always talk about the weather, and people grouse. It almost goes hand in hand when you have a conversation about the weather. Oh, those weather forecasters, they don't know anything. They're stupid. They lie. They don't dare. This, that. It's a very I think it's much more interesting because they have much more data at their disposal, and I think they are more accurate, it would seem. It's fascinating, even if they aren't right, how they get it down. Have you ever watched the Weather Channel and see how these guys, they go county by county with whatever's going on?
My grandmother used to watch that for 4 hours every day. She's not meditative or something.
Excuse me.
My grandmother, you live in North Carolina. You don't have to keep going. Yeah, right. Like,
what's the weather going to be like in Abilene today?
Pay attention to hurricane season, and that's pretty much it.
That's it, yep. Number 9 on the story list this week. The NFL playoffs. I was talking about the interview Bob Costas did with Al Michaels, who will do the play-by-play of the Super Bowl again this year. And what a fabulous, if you get a chance and you got HBO, check that interview out. But anyway, back to the players. They were talking a lot about Brady. Certainly he continues to be the story or a story. Are there other people? Aaron Rodgers is number 10 on the people list. So how does he play into all of this, ladies? What do you think?
Well, I think he was really, they expected him to win. It was kind of an upset when the 49ers won over the Green Bay Packers. But now the question is not if he's going to retire, like people are looking at Brady, is this it? They're looking to see if he's going to stick with Green Bay or if he's going to move somewhere else. And there've been a ton of internet rumors. I think the latest one I saw was that he wants to go to Denver. And then people are saying, well, if he ever wants to win a championship again, he won't go to Denver. It's just a lot of speculation about his future. I don't know. As much as he complained about being a Green Bay Packer at the beginning of this season, I don't see him moving to another team right now. He seemed to gel with them. They played really well this season. They were great. So, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. There's a comment, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of them. People are all worked up about this. The ratings, despite what I say, I'm just a lone voice in the wilderness, apparently, when it comes to the safety of football, especially when you're in high school or college. But the interest in the NFL games is bigger, heavier, more expensive for advertisers than it ever has been. And there's more of it around. You can find it more on the radio. You can find more of it streaming, more of it on television. Is there a night during the week that there isn't a football game on?
Oh, my gosh. There is. No, I know. It's on every night. Because my husband, being a sports enthusiast the way he is, he's always got his phone with some game on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a Tuesday night. What are you watching?
Yeah,
it just feels like it's every
night. Give it a rest, Fred.
It's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Monday, and then it's Thursday. It's just, it's a lot.
It's glorious.
Oh, well, speaking of, well, if we're going to stay in football talk then, we haven't mentioned Ben Roethlisberger announcing his retirement.
Oh, right.
Age 39 from Pittsburgh, and so he's hanging up his cleats.
Well, and we knew this was coming, and as much as I cannot stand the Steelers being a Browns fan, I loved the way the last home game of the regular season, how they sent him off. They just gave him a really great send-off. The crowd was cheering for him, and you could see the appreciation and the respect amongst all the players, even the other team. It was,
he's been
it
on
really
the team for a long time, too.
Oh, my gosh, he's played forever.
Forever,
and,
right?
But, you know, the thing that's nice about that and the reason that I don't think it's Tom Brady's last game is that I just don't think that Tom Brady would do that to himself. He loves football so much. I don't think you just want to go off into the night and say, yep, that was it. I'm hanging it up. Unless you're, you know, unless you're injured or something. But when you make a decision, then you know what you're playing for. You get the accolades. I mean, I don't know. That's why I think the speculation is kind of silly at this point. I mean, maybe we could be wrong and Tom Brady goes, but wouldn't he want to go in the direction of Ben Roethlisberger, also a future Hall of Famer, who's able to say thank you to the fans and they can say thank you to him? It just, it seems like there's closure there.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't feel like Brady's ready to retire.
Brady's 44 and he's not ready.
No, he's still too healthy. He's way too healthy to retire.
Yeah, he is.
But he's so good still.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 on the story list. The big tech problems with social media. Victoria has been covering this week what's going on at Intel as part of the countdown. But in the terms of social media, probably the Neil Young thing. He not too intelligently said, look, it's either him or me. And so Spotify said, it's him, not you.
I'd be curious found out it's not 1973 anymore.
So. I would be curious how many spins Neil Young even gets on Spotify.
Yeah.
I feel
point.
Like his core audience is definitely doing vinyl, maybe some 8-track. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know that Spotify even took a hit.
But you know what? It was good because it called attention to what Rogan is doing and the Rogan deal.
He's allowed
not the
his opinion. I mean, I think he's a moron, but he's allowed his opinions. I think
Who,
that
Rogan or Neil
Rogan.
Young?
Neil Young, too.
Well, he's both at this point.
Yeah. Neil Young.
I feel like we have to get out of this, and we talked about this on the DJV show this week, get out of this realm. Like, if you don't agree with me, you can't say anything. It's like homogenized thinking is so boring. I mean, I know it seems like it's nice on the surface, but you know what? It's the variety is the spice of life, and let live and let live. Just let people say their stuff.
I think
agree with it or don't.
Well, also, there's so many options. If you don't want to hear it, you don't have to.
Yeah, right.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't care about what he thinks. Whether I like them or agree with them or not, I don't really care. There's so many people with so many opinions. Shut the hell up.
So many other options, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. How about thinking for yourself? Duh. Number 7. What, Jennifer? That's it.
Think for yourself. Duh.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's wrong with you? You can't think for yourself. All right, that reminds me of the, actually, before we leave number 8, Bongino was off on a toot this week. I don't know, he's one of those people, I don't care what he says either, but he's great at calling attention to himself, and it seems to work to a certain extent because he's somebody who's not a seasoned talk personality at all, but yet he's getting an audience on Westwood and the Westwood stations, the Cumulus stations. And, you know, he started, a couple of months ago by saying, my company is mandating that everybody get a shot, and I've had them, but I don't agree, and I want them to change their policy, which they didn't do. And he suggested at first he was going to quit, and he didn't do that either. So,
but now I think it's because the Supreme Court mandate was down. I don't think there's the government.
Maybe. Well, but didn't he get taken off of YouTube this week because of more of the same
YouTube,
crap?
Which is another thing that's just ridiculous. Why?
It is. I mean, the guy's a moron as far as I'm concerned, but he had has a right to have a platform.
I was listening to him, so I was really slow. Anybody who was going to take over for Rush is, you know, it's It's a tough hill to climb.
It is.
But I was listening to him a little bit more because he's on when I get off of my L.A. program in the market. And I always do, like, bingo, right? I'm always popping around trying to figure out who's talking about what. And as for someone who didn't come from a talk radio background, I don't think he's half bad, actually. I think he's definitely better than some of the people who are podcasters who try to transition to the radio.
He's better than Ben, for sure. He's on the same network, but Ben's not a talk guy. He's a social media guy.
Shapiro,
Ben Shapiro. Sorry, right. And so, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say he's a moron. He's obviously smarter than the average duck to be able to play.
And what I also like about him, and I don't know him, so I have no allegiance to him. But one of the things that I like about him is that he is a business. He's got a lot of diverse interests. Like, he's a businessman. Yeah. When social media platforms were kicking him off, he created his own social media platform.
Yeah, smart.
And so, I mean, there's nothing, I don't know. When people tend to diversify their talents, I have a respect for that because it's not the easiest thing to do, and it's hard to have your foot in or your hand in multiple businesses.
Right.
I know from experience it's a hard lot to kind of go down.
Yes,
but he's doing
it,
and so, right. I mean, I think that's kind of a cool thing.
Maybe shouldn't be so tough. What really bothers me, not so much him as all these people touting or blowing the same horn. And I'll tell you, this kid, Ken Matthews, I took a couple of shots at him, having listened to him once or twice when he was on for Rush. But I did listen to him a little bit more this past week. And it actually, it's of all of them, that may be the most interesting one. Anyway, it all depends on your flavor. And it's the flavor of the day, the month, whatever. Number 7, we have time for this. What's going on? Florida, DeSantis, and the pandemic, and all of the Surgeon General said, what is it? Why do we isolate Florida out? I guess as much as anything, because of DeSantis going back and forth with Donald Trump, and that has nothing to do with Surgeon General.
No, they're not going back and forth. They said there's no Ron and Don thing going on, which I thought was kind of funny, a Ron and Don thing. But
Ron Don, yes.
What happened this week is that the administration, the Biden administration, was holding back, and the FDA was holding back the doling out of monoclonal antibodies to Florida. Now, some people have said that they don't work. I know people who have had a good experience with them.
They don't work against Omicron. That's been proven.
Yeah, but neither does the vaccine, and we're still doling that out. I mean, it's like, I don't know. And so they want to take it away from Florida.
The vaccine does work against Omicron, so that's not true.
Well, I mean, people are still getting it. It's not a true vaccine because people
But monoclonal antibodies are when you're really, really sick in the hospital. You can only get them in the hospital.
And so but taking
they don't
that away from
Omicron,
Florida,
they don't latch
and DeSantis is fighting back.
All right, anyway. So there it is. There's no obviously there's no straight line in that deal. The January 6th thing, we'll get to that in a few moments, plus social media. It's 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to tap into human emotion. First with some music. Then in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 past the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on News Talk Radio with our focus on the countdown, the charts, the top 10 stories, and the top 10 people on the list. And certainly Justice Breyer is on that list. He's number three on the people list, and actually the story itself of him announcing his retirement, number three on the story list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. So we've asked our audience who they would like to have replace the justice, and so we have interesting comments of our own and of the listeners. Jay, take it away.
Yeah, what's fascinating is nobody wanted to name an actual person, just the guidelines they would like to see. D.L. Ford wants someone qualified to uphold the law and Constitution. Brian Linetti also wants somebody who will decide issues on the Constitution, not based on their opinion. And Devin Vejvoda says, just pick the best person for the job, regardless of race, gender, religion, and political party.
What does Mac think?
Mac says Buttigieg.
Does he really? Okay. I think that Buttigieg
Max
might
a big
be.
Mayor Pete fan.
Yeah.
For, huge
for
Pete
those
fan
of you who are wondering, Mac is Jessica's, Jay's son, and he's right there on the ready to become the next radio star, in fact. Fascinated with a microphone and headsets, at least. All right, so let's see. My input on this is Kamala Harris to get her the heck out of the way, although
it's
can she do damage? Huh?
It's not going to be Kamala. There's a big chance of it because she's so unpopular right now as VP. But here's the sticky thing for them is that unless they are sure that they could get Republicans to support that, there would be a whole lot of drama that would hold it up. And they want to get this thing done fast before the midterm elections because they're afraid they're going to lose the majority.
So then how do they get rid of her?
So if they don't think they have Republican support, then they will probably go in a different direction, because you can't have a 50-50 tie and then have her as a vice president vote for herself to break the tie.
It's not
going to
happen.
So it solves a lot of problems for them.
It does.
It did, because they are facing big problems for looking ahead to 2024. They could have someone clean, like, well, not clean, but a newer candidate. And people are talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary!
as vice president, not as obviously Supreme Court justice.
All right, let's do the Russians, shall we? The situation with Russia and the Crimea. Whoops, wait a minute. And Ukraine. Well, the Crimea is part of the Ukraine. Anyway, number two this week, the situation there. And our question just asks for reflection, right, Jay?
Well, yeah. What, if anything, should the U.S. do about it? And pretty much everybody is like, absolutely. Absolutely nothing. Right. The U.S. needs to just mind our own business and let the world fight their own battles for once. That was unanimous. Yeah,
it looks like. So, yeah, Stephen Jay said nothing. Jan Rose said, is there sandbox? Leave him alone. Celeste Erickson said, yep, mind your business. Talking about us. David Slater, offer aid in the form of weapons. That's the only kind of naysayer I see here. But don't send in the troops. I don't think anybody wants to.
Nobody wants to send our troops in.
No. There's too many memories of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Sure, right.
No, it needs that. Okay. So also, as an aside this week, there was a lot of hubbub about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So we asked our audience that. Got a couple of quickies here. Jay?
Yeah, Lisa Sutton wants Brad Pitt. Ruth Enerson says, make it Bruce Willis and give us a little bit of a semi-comedy. And Lynn Charlene says, Sam Elliott or Doug Steffen.
Yay!
Can you imagine Doug 007?
Sam Elliott's 100 years old. That's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say Doug Steffen is 100 years old.
No, you would be a better James Bond than Sam Elliott.
I would be.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Justice Stephen Breyer announces his retirement this summer from the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students. And they'll come around and ask me, what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost, up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
Four NFL teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The two games will be played on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For those of you who hear us only on the weekend, because we're on Monday through Friday, the ladies of the day and me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, do the DJV program every single morning for 4 hours for your listening and dancing pleasure. But because we accompany the Talk Radio Countdown show, and not all of those stations carry our program, you might be interested in finding other things. And if you want to familiarize yourself sort of with what goes on in the program and listen to some of the podcasts and the show in real time, you can do that at djvshow.com. The latest podcast as an example, that was...
I liked that. That was good.
You like that? As an example, for example, we discussed the 2-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant and his daughter dying in that helicopter crash. God, does it seem like
can't believe it's been two years.
I know, yeah. Right, exactly. Also, talking about a graphic novel about the Holocaust being banned in a county in Tennessee, and we tell you why that is. Then a lot of talk about actors getting engaged, that sort of thing. All of this is free for the listening. Download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, at places like that. Okay, back to the story list, if you will. Number five, the January 6th investigation. Didn't we talk this week on the DJV program about somebody, the latest person going to jail? Seems to me there have been. How many people have actually gone to jail because of this? Anybody know what the... what the body count is?
I don't know what I don't know what the total is. There are a couple from New Jersey, where I am, who got one guy got the longest sentence so far, because he assaulted one of the Capitol Police officers. But I don't know how many total. I know hundreds of people I think have been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, under I think just around 200, maybe just short of 200 arrests, I think. But they're really throwing the book at him though. There's no.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I agree with it.
I think that we just have a really unequal form of justice right now. In California, you can murder someone and get less time than someone who is charged with a trespassing charge for January 6th. And I don't think that that's right. And I think that's a big problem.
Well, but two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. I'm not saying, and that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think we need to do better. I mean, for instance, people burning down a police station during the summer, no arrests made, and now you have trespassing charges that are being, people put in jail for like 5 or 6 years. I think it's crazy. I mean, there was an attempted insurrection that nobody likes to talk about in front of the Trump White House when they burned down the church and they tried to enter the White House grounds. I don't think there have been any arrests made in that for arson or for trespassing. Not one. Nobody talks about that. So, I think we should just figure out what the rule is, what the line is, and then let everybody meet that standard and not just some over the others.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot when you, it seems to me we've got to put all of these things together. January 6th, the business about vaccines and all of the protests. I noticed that Evangeline Lilly went to Washington to speak out, and I thought the phrase was interesting that she used, bodily sovereignty. Here we go with another politically correct.
She's been a big anti-vaxxer from the minute that COVID. She didn't wear a mask. She bragged about it on social media. She was with her like 85-year-old father. I mean, I think she's a wackadoo, and I wouldn't. I mean, it's America. You get to be a wackadoo, but I have no respect for her anymore at all.
Really, I think she's kind of cute, but that doesn't have anything to do with whether she's. Anyway, as far as the vaccine is concerned. But the reason I brought it up is because, the January 6th thing, the protests, we live and we tout the fact that we ought to be able to protest in our country. This is one of the few places we can get away with it and not get shot. And yet we haven't done a good job of, policing ourselves is probably the best way. Are we capable of doing that? Talk about the police not doing a good job, but are we, and let's defund the police, yada, yada, are we capable in a general sense of policing ourselves? I'm not sure that we're even capable of governing ourselves anymore, never mind policing ourselves. So when you see these things pop up, I'm all for protests. I'm all for demonstrations that are peaceful. I've spent a lot of time on the radio going counter to the grain, and sometimes have worked people up into a frenzy over something that may or may not have been all that important. But, you have a bully pulpit and you can stir people up. I mean, look at all the people who do get stirred up about basically nothing. And then there are things that are substantive. So how do you know how to separate the wheat from the chaff? I think is an interesting farm analogy. Okay, so anyway, number four is the economy and what it's doing in a sense to the number of, and there's probably two parts to this, ladies, the fact that we have more crime now, more violence. I was kind of looking around at what went on in Michigan as an example, the school shooter there, that remember this 15-year-old kid who's accused of killing four students at the high school in Michigan is going to pursue an insanity defense. that one wonders how much more of that. He's going through mental exams now, and then the judge is going to decide.
If that's true, then his parents should be locked up, because his parents are the ones that went out and bought a gun for a kid that if he's insane and he didn't know what he was doing, then
and
why
did
they
say, oh, yeah, he's always had mental
laws.
Problems. Right.
Yeah.
If they went out and broke the law to get a gun for a young person and thought that he was a trustworthy individual to have that responsibility.
Well, they're nuts, too.
And they've been arrested. Yeah, they've been arrested. So.
Well, they've also, they've been charged with manslaughter, so.
Yeah, there were also parent-teacher conferences about him, so they knew that there was an issue.
Right. Yep. And so
I think you can't have an insanity plea without the parents taking then full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, I think we're on the same page there. Anything else to say about Breyer and who replaces him? We had a nice time talking about some of the replacements during our social media segment. I don't know, at this point, it's just all talk and BS, so let's wait a while and see what happens.
Well, I think the newsworthy thing to talk about is that Biden says he's going to have a nominee by the end of February, which indicates they're going to move really quickly through this pre-election, which I don't think is a surprise. Again, they might lose a majority, so they're trying to do it when they have the most favorable odds of getting confirmation. So I think that's a big
Well, they did that with Amy Coney Barrett, too. That went 100%, lightning speed.
Yeah. That one was actually one of the fastest nominations. Yeah. Gorsuch was like 300 days, and the rest of he was one of the longer ones. But it's kind of interesting to see how that works. The process, of course, the political what ifs. It's interesting to play with scenarios. But I think the other thing is that the stories from pretty solid sources around Breyer say that he knew he was going to retire, but that he wasn't ready to announce. And that someone leaked it to the news media because they wanted to make sure that he was out in time so that they had the time to do this. So.
Right. So at the end of the term, supposedly, which comes, what, in June?
Yeah.
That's when he would retire. Yep. Okay. Number one this week is more on COVID. I see that the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, says that the nation's schools have to act more urgently to help all the students who have fallen so far behind because of COVID. We must make up for lost time. That's a nice line. So what are they going to do?
Well, his plan is that he wants every school to have more counselors for mental health, more tutoring. I have three good friends who are teachers in public school, and they're all tutoring kids after school now. So,
making extra money?
Yeah, making extra money, and the kids have fallen really far behind. Some kids thrived doing, the remote learning, and other kids just didn't. So there's a huge divide, like maybe more than it's ever been. And it wasn't great going into the pandemic, but and the other thing that's really frustrating is there's $130 billion that was part of the American Rescue Plan that just went to schools, and largely most schools haven't even touched it yet. And so Biden last week, he said, look, use it. He's like, this is the money that we put aside for schools. Like, why are you not using it? I don't know. It's in New Jersey, it's been a frustration, too. In local news, that schools are sitting on this money, and they're fighting about how to use it and what they're going to do. And
it's lacking all the way around. Public education in this country is not what it ought to be and not what we're paying for. I think that most people would agree with that, unless you're a teacher. I think the kids that you have in your family are doing very well. Here's a poll from the Center for Public Affairs showing that 15% say they'll consider the pandemic over only when COVID-19 is eliminated. You got a long wait for that one, Charlie.
Right.
It's going to be around and around and around. It'll be another flu, part of the flu shot, and that's it. And 83% say they feel the pandemic would be over when it's largely a mild illness, which is coming very quickly down the pike, even though it doesn't seem so, because the news media is not doing well. They want to scare everybody, and so you're not getting the story about where it's fallen off. There are still plenty of pockets in America where it's a problem, no question about it. But the actual numbers of people getting it are way, way, way down. 37% of this poll, 37% of parents consider it essential their children are vaccinated before they go back. Everything goes back to normal. 37%. That's interesting. One third of parents. 47% of Americans think it's essential that they get a booster. Poll shows more Americans are taking precautionary measures. I talked about this with Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. He's kind of as much of a vacciner as he is, he believes in it, but he thinks, you know, pretty much everybody's had COVID or is going to before this is over. And so the best way, even though it's uncomfortable, to have a, to not get it is to have had it. You know, it's better than the vaccines by far. And so there's another thing. And I think people are hearing that and say, okay, well, it's pretty much almost over. I didn't get my vaccines, so I'm going to just let it. If I get it, good, I'll be okay. And so there's still a lot of stuff about masks and yeah. I'm actually getting really annoyed. It's because it's around here, the numbers are way off where I am in Massachusetts. And now just this week, people have started wearing masks or requiring it. I went into a store the other day. I said, do you guys know what's going on, really? They said, what do you mean? I said, it's over. You're too late. You know, hello. Anyway, the health factors that may explain why some people get long COVID. Did you see this? Why some are stuck with long COVID, others fully recover. This was something I didn't talk to Ken about. You can get that info, by the way, by going to djvhealthshow.com, Ken Kronhaus. Researchers following 200 COVID patients for a couple of months after the diagnosis, finding that regardless of whether they had a mild or severe case, they're more likely to have four commonalities. High level of coronavirus RNA in their blood, history of Epstein-Barr virus. I've had that.
I have that. Never goes away once you have it.
The shingles, all that stuff. Yep, right. Mononucleosis, that's it. Let's see here. The autoimmune disorders that attack the immune system. And the last factor was type 2 diabetes, which I think we've talked about ad nauseum here as a factor that explains why some people get long COVID. And then there's Goldie Hawn's nonprofit helping children cope with pandemic life. I thought this was pretty neat. She had depression, and a lot of children apparently are depressed going through this. So
yep.
I guess, two cheers or three cheers for her. Good for her. All right, here we are, having taken a look at our charts for the week. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour, close to it.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's trending in the automobile business? That's the reason that we have Nick Miles here from OurAutoExpert.com. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com. I always like having Nick here because he's a breath of fresh air. I don't actually know. You know, it's one of those wonderful things about radio. Nick has been here. We are great friends. Never met him. I don't know if he has good breath or bad breath, frankly. He's here with his overview. One of the trending stories is that Nissan has recalled 800,000 Rogues for a fire risk. Isn't it interesting when these things happen? What does it do to all the advertising? You see, there's a lot of Nissan advertising, and a lot of people like the brand. So what does something like this do to actually the sale of new Nissans when something like this happens?
Yeah, interesting. One of the big things is that you usually carry on regardless doing your advertising unless people are perishing. That's the usually one thing where you say, well, if people are dying, then you stop advertising. But they usually carry on regardless unless, unfortunately, souls are losing their lives. So it doesn't usually affect it because you still got to sell cars. And the other thing that stops advertising is you usually stop advertising the car you're recalling because that's bad taste.
Yeah, so what do you know about there's a wiring harness problem? Apparently, the wiring harnesses can be corroded by exposure to moisture. Hello, duh. What car isn't exposed to moisture, right?
Yes, exactly. It's in the dashboard, in the dashboard area. Interestingly enough, in general, car companies are finding out, and this is interesting, that they're having better luck with square wire rather than round wire, which I found out yesterday, because square wire doesn't seem to have as many problems as round wire. And I thought, well, that's quite a strange thing to find out. And apparently it's because square wire seems to fit in spaces better inside cars and doesn't allow so much moisture in, because a lot of the gaps inside cars are actually square. When you make a hole or you have a little corner somewhere or a piece of plastic or a little edge, it can fit quite neatly under the edge into a square edge than a round wire, where it sort of makes a little more of a gap and water can get in behind it. So they're often making square wire now, and it stops thing, you know, and square wire fits together well too. If you have a bundle of wires that travel somewhere, all the square wire fits. So who knew? The answer.
One of the things, the stamping plants that make, for example, a firewall, they would stamp out it's easy for them to make the hole square, but when's the last time you saw a drill that could make a square hole? And so it has to be, right? It's got to be stamped, or it's not going to. Not the way it would work.
Or a square screw. I haven't seen one of those.
No, I haven't seen any of those either. Yeah. I see that Ford has just built its 40 millionth F-Series F-150, most popular vehicle. They make what, a couple of million of these a year? How many of these do they make?
One million a year. And,
1 million.
And you have to be careful, because they do fudge their numbers a little bit. When I say that, it's F-Series trucks. It doesn't just include the F-150. So
no.
That's everything including the big old F-600 or F-750, I think, is the largest one they've ever made of that vehicle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is the whole F-line. But that's still a lot. I mean, that's a lot of trucks. I'm wondering if anybody has ever had their hands, and that goes back to whatever way before we were really into vehicles, I'm sure. But that's a lot of trucks that they've built, and that's quite a monument. And it's still the number one truck in the world. What is it, 42 years, it's been the number one
in the
vehicle.
Row. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's,
now
that's a lot.
While we're at Ford, they've stopped making Mavericks, or they've stopped taking orders because they have too many orders to fulfill. Which is it?
Well, they can't make as many as they need to make. They've suspended taking orders. They've paused taking orders for now, because they can't fulfill them quite yet. Now, they haven't actually said whether it's because of the chips or whether they have too many orders. They haven't said whichever, but I guess it's the result is the same, so we should just say that. But I actually think this is really wrong, because this vehicle was just named North American Truck of the Year. And you can't do that to people. You can't accept an award for being North American Truck of the Year and then tell people.
So why don't they just make more of them in another plant? Hello?
Well,
that's
a little hard, but I think Ford, you need to get your act together and make more of what America wants. Else, how are you going to make 40 million Mavericks in 40 years' time? There you go.
That's it. The Mavericks and the Mustangs and the Pintos. Remember the Pinto? I guess we could do without that memory. All right, my friend, thank you. It's Nick Miles from our...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.